Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, let's go talk to Kim, who's calling right now. And Kim, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I've been listening to you since day one that you came to Nashville, me and my sister. But Bobby Bones, I wanted to ask you a question about your grandmother. I know that you talk about her a lot. Was she able to witness any of your success?
Oh, that's an interesting question. No. My grandmother, for those that are new, adopted me, and I lived with her most of my life. Even when she wasn't my mom, when she was back to being my grandma, I was very, very close to her. I mean, she was my mom longer than I think my mom was. My mom had me when she was 16 years old. I got pregnant at 15. So she had it rough. So my grandmother took me. So we, you know, slept in the same room for a long time growing up. But she died whenever I was in college. So, and then I was only like on the local radio station, you know, doing nights. So no, but I think my success to her was I was doing something that I loved to do. And also the success to her was I was going to college. Nobody in my family had ever graduated high school. So the fact that I graduated high school and then I was in college, I think to her was success. So I think she'd think it was really cool to see what I'm doing now if I'm on TV and stuff, but I don't think that it would be any more important watching what I'm doing now than what I was doing then when she saw me doing some things that other people in our family hadn't done. And not because they hadn't done it, but because I think she thought I was setting an example for other parts of the family and people that came from where I come from. So no, and the level when I think of any sort of success that I've been able to have professionally, but yes, I think the height of my success to her was just me being happy and me having the ability to chase the dream that I wanted. It's kind of a not right on with the question, but yes and no is a loser way to answer it. No,
well,
but yes.
Yeah. Yes, but no.
My mom, she died. She got to see a little bit of it. I was in Austin and, you know, I had started spending my own money to syndicate the radio show. Nobody wanted to syndicate us. It was me and people who had never been on the radio. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Lunchbox. So I was like, I believe we can do this. So I started spending the money that I really didn't have. And I got on at the time, Regis and Kelly, and I co-hosted that show when Regis was out. And so the whole show went up, sat in the audience. It was a huge deal. And the listeners were massive in making sure that I got on that show. And my mom got to see that. And what I did is I played a song on my guitar. And the whole the song was that I just, my goal was just for my mom to see me on TV. And so she did, and she got to see that. And she passed away soon after that. But, you know, I think to her that was like the tip-top King of the Hill type spot.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, they different levels, and, you know, hopefully I'm not maxed out, and maybe they're still watching, and if not, that's okay too. But that's kind of the situation there. But Eddie and Amy get to watch me now.
We do every day, front row seats.
And then Caitlin gets to watch me, but she didn't care that much. She likes like the home version.
Yeah.
She's like, let's work less.
Yeah, she's like, you know, let's scale back a little bit. Thank you, Kim, for the call. I appreciate you thinking about that and calling me and asking that question.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Let's go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why couldn't the computer take its hat off?
Why couldn't the computer take its hat off?
Because the caps lock was on.
That was the Morning Corny.
A pretty funny one. Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carly Pearce shared that writing a song with Ashley McBride was on her wish list before their collaboration.
I just wanted to do something that was a little unexpected, and I didn't know if she would ever be up for writing. It's really the only other artist other than Luke Combs that I've ever asked to write a song with me, and we speak the same country music language.
Elle King shared her admiration for all the things Miranda Lambert does for charity.
She like has animals out at shows, she raises a lot of awareness, she does a lot of charities, and if I ever got to that level, I would only hope that I could give back the way that she does. I look up to her so much. She's so cool.
The ACM Awards air tonight on Amazon Prime Video. Dolly Parton is hosting the show with performances by Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, and more. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
Rosalind Baldwin, she's 12 years old and she's on tour. Not the tour you're thinking of, like not a music tour. She's going to all these states and she's hugging law enforcement officers. She goes to the departments, the headquarters, and says, come on, I want to give you a hug. And she hopes to just spread love and spread, unity in the community. And that's just what her goal is. And she's done 40 states out of the 50.
Wow, she did 40 states?
Yes. And you can go to rosalindloves.com and you can follow her journey.
And she's going to all these states to hug cops?
Just to hug cops. That's it. She sees a cop on the street, says, come on, Rosalind here. I'm going to give you a hug.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of work.
Hey, I'm a hugger. I like this.
I like it too. That is a lot of work. Wow, good for her. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
If you're a fan of a terrible team, sports, it's harmful to your health. Fans of losing teams consume 10% more calories on game days than the average American, while winning teams ate 5% less calories on game day.
Wow.
What they're saying is when you're sad or angry or miserable, you chase food, and often bad food. And so they studied over 50,000 people that are sports fans, and they found that people who are massive fans of losing teams are generally unhealthier because of this.
Wow. Well, not just that. I mean, I think of the food part, but then also the, like, y'all's
stress
and your blood pressure. I don't know what all happens to y'all when you're that
obsessed with the team. I see rage. I see red.
Yeah. But just that, the type of chemicals being released in your body from what you're experiencing has got to be bad.
Although I did feel growth this weekend. Went to Knoxville to watch Arkansas play at Tennessee. We were a pretty big underdog. We had one of our starters out as well. So I went into it going, you know what? We may not win this, but But really inside of me, I was like, if we don't win, I'm going to kill somebody, right? Because that's how I feel. And so we go, and we're down like 20 in the first half. And then here we go. I mean, we had a chance to tie it with like, 10 seconds left. We didn't. We lost the game by 4.
What a comeback, though.
Great comeback. Yeah. We covered the spread. And
most importantly.
And I was very upset. But even Caitlin said to me, wow, we also had a couple friends with us that we hadn't been to a game with. And I was just trying to play it cool.
Not
play
it cool,
play it mature.
Yeah.
I was pretty upset, but I was okay. And here's the thing. I hate other teams' fan bases, all teams. I hate them all. For different levels. I hate them all. I don't care who you are. Kentucky basketball fans, the worst. Tennessee basketball fans, the worst. However, I like them all individually, very much so. It was hard for me to hate the Tennessee fans because I was hanging out with so many of them, talking to them. There were so many fans and listeners of the show that would come up and we'd have a great time. As a collective orange, no thank you. As individual people, they were awesome. It was a weird position. And I really wanted to be like, you shut up. But then I'll be like, oh, I talked to you earlier. You're nice in person. It was just kind of
yeah,
a weird
feeling.
Yeah,
well, people probably feel the same way about you in Arkansas.
Yeah, we're all good. We're okay. Lovable. We're lovable.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. But I did not feel, my stress levels were only up for a little bit. And I moved on with my day. But if you have a bad team, it is apparently worse. That's from sbnation.com. This story's tough. Crews in Florida are battling 150 wildfires that are burning on over 12,000 acres. In Florida, usually, these are California stories or somewhere west.
Yeah. Where it's dry.
Windy conditions are fanning the flames as two big panhandle fires continue to rage across nearly 10,000 acres. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas, including Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where about 1,000 homes were evacuated yesterday. That's no joke when they say you have to leave your home. Yeah. Like, you have to get out of the place that you live because a fire is coming. And they can't control the fire. So we really hope that they're able to, you know, stop these, manage these, contain these, so nobody else, you know, loses their home. That's from ABC News. The story from Iowa, the tornadoes, man, rough. This town didn't even have tornado sirens. Seven people were killed in Saturday's EF3 Iowa tornado. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help care for the family members. You can go to redcross.org/donate for another thing. But I mean, I'm trying to see. Winterset is one of the towns. A seventh person died in the hospital on Sunday. Winds were up to 136 miles per hour, uprooting trees, overturning cars, destroying homes. So again,
it's a
terrible situation, and they weren't even really alerted because there weren't. Where we live, they test the tornado sirens, I believe, every first Monday at noon or every first Saturday at noon,
yeah,
something like that. And so you hear it and you're like, oh, because the whole city hears it. And it kind of freaks you out, but then you look down and it says noon, and you're like, oh, okay, and it's Saturday. But then you go, hey, I'm glad those things work because it doesn't matter where you are, they're loud.
Yeah.
They really do, like, save lives, and really sad they didn't have it and really sad that these people lost their lives. And if you want to help, you can go to redcross.org/donate. Hate that. Well, let's switch it up a little bit and say a recent study found it's $2,160 cheaper per year to raise a son compared to a daughter.
Ooh, thank goodness.
And he's got 19 boys.
Love it.
Yeah. Amy, you have a boy and a girl.
Yeah. I would say the big difference is hair. We spend a lot more on her hair than we do his. And, you know, she buys more accessories like jewelry and like lip gloss and stuff that he's just not into.
Girls' clothes tend to be more expensive with an average price that is 4% higher than boys' clothes. Toys targeted at girls are more expensive.
Oh.
Haircuts are more expensive.
There
like you said, a lot of that stuff. It costs the average family just shy of $250,000 to raise a child through the age of 17. That's from nationaltoday.com. And then one final thing I'll mention. Have you seen online that people are booking Airbnbs in Ukraine?
Yes.
Now, why they're doing this, they're not staying there, but they're finding a way to help people in Ukraine financially.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So they book, because no one's going to book the Airbnb. No one's going to stay there right now. And it's kind of one of the ways that people are going, okay, we can help individuals directly and know right where that money is going. So they've started to book out all these Airbnbs just randomly.
That's
basically
smart.
A donation to a family there. I was looking at a picture too. I believe it was Poland. And when you get off the train, there were all these strollers everywhere. In Poland, people were just leaving strollers to the train. Because what was happening was the people that were leaving Ukraine with their kids on the train, they would take their kids. They couldn't take strollers.
Mm. Yeah.
So they would land and all these moms would donate strollers. So as soon as they got there, there was a stroller waiting for them for their kids.
That's amazing. So thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. So
welcoming probably just is a one sign for them to like just feel like, oh, okay, we can be here.
Imagine, and I mentioned that story is from Business Insider about the Airbnbs. But imagine, we talked about the wildfires, having to leave your home because of a wildfire. Now imagine having to leave your country because people are shooting rockets and trying to kill you. They both suck, but one of them is going to a place where they probably speak a different language.
Yeah, no.
You may never come back.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I can't imagine, really. Yeah. I mean, to try.
It's, you know, it's far away from us, and I will be honest, I don't know that if you had put a map up with no labels on them and said, identify Ukraine with your fingertip, that I would have been able to. Now I can because that's been in the news. But, so it's hard sometimes to personalize something so far away. However, how you personalize it is the humanity of it.
Sure.
And imagine that happening to you and to just a human being. Like, the only reason it's not you in this room or somebody else listening now is because you just weren't born there.
Right.
Like, you just got lucky. You were born here. You didn't do anything special. You just got born here. And so people that weren't fortunate like us to be born in the greatest country are having to deal with this right now. And it sucks. And sometimes we can go, ah, it's a foreign story. And everybody, there's people that need help everywhere. But man, to have to leave your home, your town, your country, and who knows if you're coming back? That is wild and sad. And all those words that mean something drastic.
I think that as a mom, I don't know, other parents listening maybe can relate. It's like your kids, they know about it. They're hearing about it in school. They're seeing it on the news. And so my son in particular, he's younger and just he can see it. And he now thinks that is going to happen here. And so trying to, that has helped me kind of see, okay, because he wants me to walk through what we would do, where we would go, how we would handle it. And so I'm trying to do that with him so he knows we would have a plan, but also explain to him that that's not going to happen. But who knows? There might have been a time where, I mean, I don't know. Because then he's like, are you sure? How can you say that with 100%? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm just 100%
sure. I just
lie.
That's when you just lie and go, well, that's 100%.
I know. But then you start thinking, I'm like, I'm sure these people, they didn't wake up one day and think, okay, I'm going to have to just flee my country. So...
Well, they kind of knew that something right. was brewing for a while there.
For a while, but I mean, at some point, that wasn't a reality.
Point. Yes, I understand your
Thank
point.
Thank you.
All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Someone broke into a box truck in Denver last Thursday and stole a box. I mean, I guess if you're stealing, you look for boxes. It's a steal because, you know, who knows what's in there. So they get it and they go back home and they're like, ooh, let's see what's in the box. Let's see what I can take to the pawn shop and sell. Right? That was people in my hometown. They would steal things and not to have the thing, but to go and sell. And so they opened it up and there were human heads. Human heads.
No.
Like skulls or human still being with
heads.
The heads?
Human heads were stolen out of a medical truck used to transport body for parts and medical research.
Oh,
I bet the guy had no idea it was a medical truck.
Oh, well, clearly.
Around 11 a.m. Thursday morning, Denver police said someone broke into a box truck and took a dolly and a box of human remains. Source said it was blue and white cardboard that said Science Care written on it. Inside the box were human heads. No arrests have been made. That's from KDVR.com. Human, and that is, if someone were to say, hey, what's in the box?
It would. Yeah, yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Gosh.
That is weird.
That's freaky.
You have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah, it was awesome. Pretty relaxing. Lots of kid time. And feel like I just did stuff with the kids and slept. What about you?
Well, I don't ask me yet. Let's do What's the Hat.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, what's the hat?
I love the conversational tone, though. Hey, what about you? What's the hat, Amy? Give me something good.
Well, I was asked by my son this weekend. He was for sure in this manner of my birthday's coming up. And he was like, yeah. And how old are you turning? 49? ? And I was like, no, I'm turning 41. And he was like, oh, okay. I don't know. I thought I was 49. And then he went on this whole thing about how he doesn't want to be old and I'm old and my skin looks old. And he's like, I don't even want to live to where my skin will look that way. And I'm like, well, hey, I know. It's because it is getting wrinkly. And he thinks my skin is clear because he has black skin. He's Haitian. And so I already assured him, don't worry, your skin will never look like mine. Like you, I wish
He's
I
like,
had your
Ooh!
Skin.
Yeah. Goodness.
And so, I mean, I just went on this whole thing and I'm like, yeah, so now I set the record straight with my kid. He knows I'm turning 41.
And soon this month.
Yeah, March 18th.
And then after that, Eddie.
Yep.
March 23rd.
First. Good one, though.
21st.
Hey, you tried.
Close.
Hey, I got it within 2 days.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hey,
what's the hat?
What's the haps with you?
When we went to the basketball game on Saturday, we went to Knoxville to watch Arkansas, Tennessee, and there's a rule about bags, and they can't be over a certain size. And so it's Caitlin and I, and we have two friends with us, and it's a small bag, and they're like, okay, yeah, that bag works. You can take it on in. Not to me, to Caitlin. And then there's a big guy. He's like, can't bring that bag in. And I'm like, well, they just, we checked on the internet. It's this size. I said, no bags. And so a few things ran through my head. Do I want to push it? Do I want to fight? Do I want to, I don't know. So I thought, I'm just going to mess with him a little bit. And I was like, how long have you been working here? I just think, I knew he was wrong.
Yes.
I knew he was wrong. And he was like, it don't matter, no bags. And so then I thought to myself, should I pull out my phone and start recording?
Ooh.
No.
And I grabbed my phone, and because I always want to record like something going down, but it's not the same when it's you, because it's just awkward when you're holding the phone and you're also like.
You're like, say that again?
Yeah, I was like, look at the camera here and tell me that. In the end, the bag went through. But I learned that when it's you that's in the drama, you can't pull a phone on yourself. I should have said, hey, record this. And then.
To somebody else.
Yes. Yeah. Situation. Bag got through, though.
So how long had you been working there?
Did you ever find out?
No idea. He wouldn't talk to me. He said, took the bag.
Doesn't matter.
I think it was somebody who got a little bit of, like, authority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe because I had, honestly, maybe because I was wearing red and was an Arkansas fan.
Oh, that's right. You were in Knoxville.
And we were in Knoxville. So, and that could have been it too.
From your tone, he sounded like a big guy.
Huge
big guy?
Like 6'3", like big guy in every way. But we got the bag through, and so that was a win.
Yeah, take that.
Hey, we got the game. We won the bag game. All right, hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie Spaghetti?
You know, my wife and I, we've been married for a long time, and I just kind of assume now she doesn't listen to me when I say things. I've been complaining about my pillow forever. It's like a pancake. And every morning I wake up, my neck's like, oh, dude, she came home last night with something called the Storm Performance Pillow. She goes, this wasn't cheap. I hope you like it. It's not my birthday or anything. So I'm like, woo. I slept on it last night. Dude, it was fantastic.
A bad pillow will remind you why pillows matter. A good pillow, you'll never think about it.
Correct.
You get a bad one, game over.
Yeah. I've been sleeping on a bad one for months, dude.
Pancake.
Yes, a pancake. And it's like, oh, my shoulders crunched up. Yeah, so I feel good today. Thank goodness.
Remember when you were being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame and the My Pillow guy was there?
I do, and he was trying to sell us pillows.
Yeah, weird.
He's a weird dude. He was a weird dude before everything got political. He's just a weird dude because he was like, hey, man, I'm going to buy a pillow. Are you going to buy a pillow? And I was like, dude, I'm standing in line to like get a drink from the concession stand. You're trying to sell me pillows.
Yeah, no, I thought it was crazy because I had never seen somebody from an infomercial in person before.
And it was like he was doing the infomercial in the lobby.
It's like he never stops doing the infomercial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird dude. Yeah. All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
All right, Lunchbox.
Well, for the past couple of weeks, I've had bad sleep. Every morning I wake up, my back hurts, and I don't know what's wrong. And I look online, it's like, man, you need to get a lower lumbar pillow. So I ordered it. It came in on Friday.
He stole
my idea.
Wait,
he stole my idea.
Well, really, I don't know. Man? I guess we are at that age.
I hate to tell you, it doesn't go into your head. It goes
pillow
into your
talk. That's what we call this. We literally talk about pillows.
It goes under your back, like right at your waistline. And let me tell you, it works. I've woken up pain-free the last 2 days. It's amazing. So if you're having back problem when you sleep, lower lumbar pillow, amazing.
Okay.
Sometimes two businesses will join together, and they'll go like, hey, I think together we do better than separate. And then I think those two could have just made that one bit.
Me and Lunchbox?
Yeah. And we could have just ended this in a second.
I agree.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you. Blake Shelton did what Lunchbox tried to do, and that's go up to some people on a bus and be like, hey, you guys know where? And then they all freak out.
It's awesome.
So I'll play you Blake's in a second. First, here is The Rock, who created this trend. This is in Los Angeles. There's a tour bus. The Rock drives up next to them.
It's kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock?
I love
so
it.
Good. That one woman who sees it early, she sees it early and she yells it loud. Ah! That's funny. Then here is, after a long setup of Lunchbox claiming he was super famous, he went up to a tour bus in Nashville and tried to do the same thing that The Rock did, claiming they would freak out the same way.
Hey, y'all know where I can find Lunchbox? Hey, you guys know where I can find Lunchbox? Don't worry, I'll wait. You can take pictures. Yeah, if you can just show me where Lunchbox, yeah, it's me. Good to see you guys.
Nothing.
Golly, they thought he was asking about lunch. That's what. So, and here is Blake doing it in Nashville around the same spot.
We got a bachelorette party here in front of us, trying to get them out of our way. And I need the directions to the gym.
Hey, you guys know which way it is to the gym? You wouldn't know like a
lover unless you lived. And man, I lived. That went over well.
Is that what you were expecting?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, man, I feel bad. But I always said Blake Shelton is more famous than me, so I expect him to get that reaction. But it hurts hearing that clip back because I just think the people couldn't hear me.
So when maybe, you had your list of top 25 most famous people,
yeah,
you put you at?
Like 23.
And where was Blake?
He was like top five.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he was way sense. Up there.
He didn't even have to say his name. He just said, where's the gym? Like, The Rock's like, anybody seen The Rock? And it's like, oh, The Rock. And Lunchbox is
said,
like,
I'm Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox.
Yeah. I'll wait.
Blake just
said,
I had
to wait for everybody to take pictures.
He passed his resume out to people.
Here's a link to my YouTube.
Yeah. Imagine, though, Blake pulls up next to you here in Nashville. That'd be pretty cool.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisiana. A 29-year-old woman rolled up to the Dollar General. She had her 3-year-old daughter in the car and left it running and said, hey, I'll be right back. You act like you're driving the car, and I'll be right back. What? Well, 3-year-old put it in drive, crashed right into the store.
Why would she leave the car running?
Maybe it was hot.
Just hop in, go in, be right back. I know.
But there's like, even if you don't do the, hey, act like you're driving.
Which is weird.
Right, which is weird.
If I leave the car running, I'm going to say, don't touch anything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Or if you take the keys, first of all, don't leave the kid in the car. Let's just back way up. Don't go inside and leave the 3-year-old in the car. Okay? We all
car
good there?
Running or
yes.
Not. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Just don't run in. That's when someone steals a car and goes, oops, now I have a kid in here. Because you left the kid in there. Secondly, if you are going to leave the kid in the car, take the keys. If you say, hey, act like you're driving, make sure they can't literally drive. Yeah. They can sit there and play with the steering wheel, I guess. But that's it. Third of all, don't leave it running. And tell your kid, act like you're driving.
Three dumb things right there.
This is a triple bonehead. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
What's up? Good morning. Thank you guys for hanging out.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go.
Number 3.
A 22-year-old deli worker is getting love on the internet after she learned basic sign language to communicate with two regulars who come in who are deaf. She says she only learned a few phrases on YouTube to start, but now she's learning more and more, and now other people realize that she knows sign language, and they come in too because they see someone who has actually put in the effort to help with them.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool? Man, I go to YouTube and it's for nothing good. I mean, I don't learn.
Yeah.
I watch dumb 90s TV clips and old sports clips.
Oh, YouTube's how I learn how to fix something.
Yeah, like I said, I only do dumb stuff on YouTube.
Number 2.
A woman in Tampa recently told her dad she was pregnant by giving him a coffee mug that said, "You put the great in grandpa." And the funny part was he had no idea. His family had to tell him what it meant. Then he freaked out. So here she is giving her dad the mug. It says, "You're going to be a great grandpa." And he's like, "What?
What?
Put the great in grandpa.
Kaylee. Great. What? Are you going to be a great
grandpa?" What? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, baby. Oh, we're going to celebrate. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Let's go.
And let's do the big one.
Number 1.
High school student Brianna Madani of Prospect Park, Pennsylvania, just earned a 4.0 grade point average while playing varsity lacrosse, working two jobs, and coaching youth sports. She also found time to get accepted into 18 colleges and got offered more than $1 million in scholarships.
Oh, wow.
It's easy to go overachiever, but what if she really has the capacity to do all that? Some people are like, oh, what an overachiever. No, what if she's just that awesome?
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking overachiever. I'm like, wow, how do I need to prioritize my day differently? Like, look at what all she's able to do.
It looks like she prioritizes her entire day all the time.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Have a great day, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.